Drin mit Selbstsinn, geht in der EU, dann wollen wir weiter kommen, Zumas mir really means union, a convergence of tendencies. So, wie Zumas geht in EU, wer EU immer misst, passt im Schildramo, says that it's the right, it has the same meaning as the word in Shirashirim. What it means, it means beyond the covering or the kerchief that the woman has on her head. As a matter of fact, we learn out from this posik that Tzar B'Yishoel, Tzar B'Yishoel. So, in other words, and the hair, so they come together, they are united. So that's why it's called Tzumas Hagidim, the convergence of the tendons. Umayu menu mischaprim veitzem sin gidin elu veelinu mishtachum mispashtim vishoik ache mischachin. So they begin. It begins just above the ankle joint, and it goes up, and it becomes very soft. Like this, at the beginning, it's not so soft. So the Gemara explains, where does the temedin of Tzumas Hagidim? So the Gemara says, oh, Blite have Tzumas Hagidim. Bli Eloi have Tzumas Hagidim. That's why I'm going with Aleph, the third line from the end. Ashune, if it's hard, have Tzumas Hagidim. Rechive, when it's soft, Loi have Tzumas Hagidim. Alime, have Tzumas Hagidim. Ktine, Loi have Tzumas Hagidim. Chivre have Tzumas Hagidim. Loi chivre, Loi have Tzumas Hagidim. So in other words, so Ulmailu menu mischaprim v'tzeim sin gidin elu ve'elin, and they come together, united. Umispashtim v'shoik ache mischachrim, they are softened. V'chizrim kein bosom. So this is the area of the Tzumas Hagidim. Nivsiku oi nitlu kineged ha'arkeim k'sheirom. In other words, the same tendons and veins, really, I mean, you have them in the ankle joint too. But in the ankle joint, so it does not have a din of Tzumas Hagidim. In other words, to make the behemoth in Misukenes when you cut them out. Behemoth in Misukenes when you cut them out. Even today, so when a person becomes injured in the Tzumas Hagidim area, so it requires a very serious operation. Very serious operation. Someone in Chicago who at a wedding, so some yeshiva bacharim in New York, not in Chicago. I mean, the wedding took place in New York. So, but someone from Chicago, so he was dancing, and some yeshiva bacharim danced wild, and then they stepped on him. He fell, and as they were dancing, they stepped on him, and they stepped, and they injured, they fractured the Achilles tendons. That was the diagnosis. And then he had to have several operations. He's all right now, but it's a very serious thing, the Tzumas Hagidim. So nivsiku oi nitlu kineged ha'arkeim k'sheirom. Because there he does not have a din of its Tzumas Hagidim. Nivsiku oi nitlu lemailo min ha'arkeim. But if it was severed, or it was cut out, lemailo min ha'arkeim, v'amokim shatabochim telim be'hapeimo. I mean, I suppose in those days, so that was used as a simen. Treif, maybe it's a simen even today, I don't know. V'shio okei mimokim shemaschilim li'esemsim. Actually, start pashtim boy, bigboso bigaso, who daleted boys le rashi, who daso rambam, tezainet boys. In other words, it's a machlekes. I mean, the Gemara doesn't mention a she on its boys. So, but according to Rashi, it's daleted boys, and Ludas, her rambam is tezainet boys. Of course, that's a machlekes in mitzias. Uvehimo dako, loinosnu behem chachomim shio, elubi marison. So this is what the Gemara says. If it's white, so then it's a misagidin. If it's not white, the whole man shame with veining, it's white, koshi, that's mishush. In other words, the ovim yeish lohem din tzumes hagidim. Avol mishem masrilin li yisrakech oy sheim ktanim vidakim ein lohem din tzumes hagidim. Uvu mokeim sheim levenim kolkach el levenim ktsas, but they are transparent umazirin kein sruchis lirashe havet tzumes hagidim rava oves lehavet tzumes hagidim. There's the question is, how to explain the Gemara? Because the Gemara says, Mar Baravash Oma, Kivim de Zike, Afal Gavlu Loi Chivre. If it is transparent, even not white. So, according to Rashi, it means that it has a Yav Tzimza Gidi, or Rav Alfes Loi Yav Tzimza Gidi. V'cheinu Maskonas Adeni Ovi Oroza. V'yeish Gidin Achir, Shem Nivloim Be'elum, Ki zachrus binakrus ve'isom eimam bechal tzum zagidim. The other veins, other tendons that are engulfed and absorbed by the tzum zagidim, but these that are absorbed and engulfed by the tzum zagidim are not tzum zagidim themselves. V'gidin eilu gimu bibehim. So in behim we have three tendons: echadov u'shnayim dakim v'kosav aram. Now, here, there is a piece of Gemara. Actually, there is two small sugyas about that. Now, the Gemara says that if I involve on the base, the second line from the top, Omar HaMeima Mishmid Rav, Mishmid Rav Zvik, Tlot Echut Ahab, three tendons, Chad Alime, one thick one, Utrei Ktine, and two small ones or thin ones. If sekalime, so ameima mishmid rav zvid is machmi. He said, if just the thick one was severed, even though the two thin ones, the two thin tendons, are intact, so it's already treif. Why? Because as the rib minyan, even though the rib minyan is not gone, because one is just a mute. So the Rav Minyan remains, but the Rav Binyan, since this is a thick one, so it's called the Rav Binyan, so it is severed, so it's straight. If Saktine, suppose the thick one, the thick tendon, is intact, but the two small ones are severed, as the Rav Minyan, so then it's also straight, because then the Rav Minyan is gone. In other words, if Rav Minyan is gone, or is nifsak, or opinion is nifsak, so it's right. Now, so he's the machne. Mar baravashe is making. Masna likuli. Ipsakalime, even though the thick tendon was severed, it's not rave. Why? Because of ikir of minyan. So there's still enough chies left in the behemoth. Ho ikir of minyan. Ipsaktine, ho ikir of binyan. So now it's his making. Now, from this Gemara, it's mashma. That's one little sugi, one small piece of Gemara. And here we have a machlekes between Ameima Mishmid Rav Zvid and Mar Baravashi. So Ameima Mishmid Rav Zvid is the machmir, Mar Baravashi is the maker. So Ameima Mishmid Rav Zvid is Ameima Mishmid Rav Zvid is the machmir, so he answers in one of two cases: either that the thick one is severed, even though the two thin ones are intact, or the two thin ones are severed. The two thin ones are separate. And Mar Baravashe, that is Mekil. So he's Mekil only if one of these two is intact. Either the two thin ones or the thick one. Now, so it appears from this Gemara, even Mar Baravashe would be made. Suppose the thick one is severed and one of the two thin ones is also severed, but one of the two thin ones is intact. Then it appears from this Gemara, even Mar Baravashe is he would be machna. And then it also appears that even according to Ameima Mishpit Razvid, who is the machmia, so he says, if sakalime as the rebinyan, if saktine as the rebinyan. So only if both, so it's mashma from Ameima Mishpit Razvid, that only if both thin ones, if the two small tendons, both of them are severed, even though the thick one is intact, then it is straight. But suppose the thick one is intact and one thin one is also intact, but one thin one is severed, then even the machmir, Ameima Mishpit Razvid, would be major. That's how it's mashma. But let's see the other piece of Gemara. All right. Now the Gemara says, "Beifes so shitza chutav." There are 16 chutim in Fao. He posik chad minai triv. Omar mar baravashi have kamin lekamei da abe veaser lekamei ife ubodak vashke bechameisa. 15. Have chad avishon mechaver. So there is one tendon in the north that was different than the others. So actually it was double. So Nabtze, he split it. V'ashkartrei, so then altogether there were 16. Omar Rav Yehuda, now the next piece of the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Tzumes Hakidim Sheomru Berubi. So in other words, when does it become treife through this a severance of the Tzumes Hakidim, only with the severed Berubi. Mai Rubi Rei Vechadme. So in other words, so that means that if one tendon, and it doesn't spell out dafke, the thick tendon. In other words, any tendon. So if a single tendon was severed, it's already treif according to him, according to this loshon of from Rav Yehuda Marav. So it's already treif. Now, from the previous piece of Gemara, we see that even Ameima Mishpit Razvid, who is the machmir, so he's only machmir if the two thin ones are severed, even though the thick one is intact. But if the thick one is intact and one thin one is intact, but one thin one is severed, it's mashma, it's kosher. And here he says, no, revered man. So in other words, so it's a third chief. Ki amrite kami nishmuel omali merdet lo tehavi. Ki nipsek chad minaye ligamre. So in other words, so Rav said that even if one tendon was severed, it's already treif. Even though the thick one is intact and one thin one is intact. So Shmuel was chilek. And he said, after all, we have three tendons. So why should it become treif when it's kimipsak chat minayim? Hoyiketrei. So here, they don't seem to distinguish in the previous piece of Gemara. A distinction is made between the thick one and the two thin ones. Here, no distinction is made between the thick one and the thin ones. So Rav said that if one, even a thin one, he was severed, and two, the thick one and the other thin one are intact, so it's already treif. So Shmuel is chelik. Why should it be treif? After all, you have two that are intact. So according to Shmuel, and Shmuel doesn't distinguish between thick one and thin one either. In other words, so according to this lotion, so it appears that according to Rav, so if one of the tendons, of the three tendons is severed, it's straight. And Shmuel says, as long as two tendons remain intact, and it doesn't make any difference, according to Shmuel, according to this lotion, so even if the two that remain intact, even if the two that remain intact, so happen to be the two thin ones, so it's also kosher. It's also kosher. All right. Time of But so Shmuel is only makel if two, even if the two are two thin ones, are intact. So the Rabbanoye of Shmuel, because, so in other words, so Rabbanoye in the name of Shmuel said is even a bigger maker than Shmuel here. Why? Because as Rav Yehuda alibed Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel said me'alet lotave. So only if two are left that are intact. But if you don't have two that are intact, so then it's right. But that's Rav Yehuda Mishem Shmuel. But Rav Noye Mishem Shmuel, he is such a meikil. In other words, even if a little bit a mashu is left in the attendance, a mashu. In other words, even though the rov is nifsak, but a mashu is left, not nifsak. So it's also kasha. When is it ready? If it will be completely severed. Nothing left, unsevered. Vikidamre, now we have a second question. Vikidamre, my obey, what is it? We'll soon see from the second question. Vikidamre, my obey. In other words, even it's mashma from this Gemara, that according to Rav Noya or Shmuel, so even if each one, all the three are severed, but they are not severed completely, as the Gemara says in the second lesson, if one third of each tendon is left unsevered, so it's still shame. Vigedamre, my rube. So according to the first lesson, Rav said that if one tendon is severed, even though two are intact, and even though the two are intact consist of one thick one and one thin one, but just one is severed, so it's straight. But the second lashon Rav said, "Vigedamre may rubei riv kol echad vechad." If each one was severed by rubei, kin mi akam gite kam di Shmuel omeli meldet lote avi hoyiket lote hoyiket tilte v'chol chad vechad. So Shmuel said, "Hoyiket tilte a third." So true that the major portion of each tendon is severed, but a third, two thirds of each tendon is severed. But one third of each tendon remains intact should also be kosher. Misayel Rabbanoy, Damar Rabbanoy, Amar Shmuel, Tzum Zagin Shomru, Af Nishtaya Bolek Chut Asar Vachem. All right. So in other words, so you have Bibis Yosef discusses, I mean, that there seems to be a certain inconsistency between the first sugya and the second sugya. Now the question is, how do we pass? Oh. Because of Aramba, Nipzak Agodeil Kulei, ושניים הקטנים קיומים, או שנפסיקו השניים, והגודל קיום, שיר. So in other words, the Rambam passes like Mar Bar Avashe in the first sugi. Like Mar Bar Avashe in the first sugi. So in other words, that if the thick one was severed, and the two thin ones are intact, so it's kosher. Why? Because the whole binyan, because the Rav Minyan is left intact. So the Rav Binyan is left intact. Not like a Meima, Mishem Rav Zvid, but like Mar Bar Avashe. V'chein in Nifzakt, Ktsos kol echod mehem, Kshir, Ad she Nifzak, Reiv kol echod vechod mehem. Suppose a little bit in each tendon was severed, but the rope in each tendon remained. So it's also kosher. So it's kosher. V'rashe, osa, afilu b'nifsak, reiv shel echad mehem. Because Rashi paskens lechumre. So in other words, as the Bais Yosef points out, so that means that Rashi paskens lechumre, not just, Rashi doesn't pasken lechumre completely like Ameima Mishmeid Rav Zvid. Even though Rashi says here, you see, the lashon of Rashi is here is very confusing, because on one hand Rashi says Uchimar Bar Avashe Kaimulon Bichol Duchte Bar Mitarte Michtaf Uidise Umeifach Shui. So that would mean that only that we pass like Mar Bar Avashe in Kol Atire Kule, except in two yon Michtaf Uidise, this is Sanhedrin, Meifach Shui. So these are the two exceptions where we don't pass like Mar Bar Avashe, but every other place we do pass like Mar Bar Avashe. So Mimila, that means that we paskin, that Rashi is saying, we paskin like the Rav Mavra Rashi Likule. That if Zakalime or Iker of Minyan, if Sektine or Iker of Minyan. But then Rashi, Tochkin Dibo says, Uvishio Tumas Gidin Achashalech Liku, will he spoil a shilka sekiman, Bishalti Ola Hahamachmir, Utrefes the Raise. So he says, so we Ola Hahamachmir. Hilkach Milo Akume ad Mokim Shemispashti, Kol Mokim Shechitachon. So, if the Rishayim didn't mention in the name of Rashi that Rashi paskens lechumre, so then I would say that on the contrary, that Rashi paskens here kemar baravashi, because Rashi says uchemar baravashi kaimulam bichol duchte bar mitarate michtav vidusem mivashue, and he doesn't say bar mitlote michtav vidusem mivashue in tzumes agid. So it's mashma that here we do pasken like Marba Ravashi. Oh, so then you ask, but Rashi says, "Uvishio tzmus agidin achash nechlug liispor eshil chesekiman shibitir olach hachamachmir." So the question is, I mean, how is it here? How is it here? So why does he say here achamachmir? We pasken not like the machmir. So if the Rishayim didn't mention that Rashi paskens like a meimah mishmeder av zvid, then I would say that when Rashi says uvishio tzumes agidin achash leach liku, he has reference to the previous gemara where it begins, the tzumes agidin, where it begins. So then the gemara says, veilin tzumes agidin. Rabbi Omar Ravashi Dagamu Leba. Rabbi Baravuna Omar Ravashi Dagamu Lega. Rove Braid, Rabbi Baravuna Omar Ravashi, Ravasa Ravashi, Dilu Kum. So Rashi, I would say that Rashi has reference when he says, Bishoti Olaha, Vishiotim Zagidin, he doesn't have reference to this Machlekes, even though he says it in connection with this Uge. And together, you see, and this Uge, but he has reference to that machlekes, but in this machlekes, he passes like the Meikel, because he says, now, Teisve says, Pirish bekuntres, dichimar baravashi kaimul bechol duchte, bar mimichta vudusel meiparshue, vichin yig viset hanoim varmroim, virach pirish dikaimul kavose, bechol duchte, bar mimiparshue, vichivre, vissimen kuli hofachlom, vichivre haina hardishmaitim, vichin pirish amtam. So the rach, abnetam, they say, chivre is an exception. But Rashi doesn't say Chivre is an exception. He says Michtafidus Mipashui the exception. So that means Sumazgidin is not an exception. But when he says take it, he doesn't have reference to this machlekes, but he has reference to the machlekes that I involve in Aleph. I mean, that's the Pashas Advarim. Pashas Advarim, but see what they do. Alright. Virashi Osar, Afu Benif Sak Reiv Shalechonet. So that means that they assumed that when Rashi says Holach HaChamachmir, true, that goes without saying that when Rashi says Holach HaChamachmir, he certainly has reference to the previous Machlekes, because Hilkach Miyu Yekum Ad Mokim Shemispashti Kom Mokim Shechit Hashon. That's the previous Machlekes. But since Rashi mentioned right after this machleike, so that means, so they understood Rashi, the Rishayim understood Rashi, that Rashi, when he says, V'lispor shilchese, kiman mishnir ha-machmir, that he has reference not only to the machleikes that I involve with Aleph, but he has reference to this machleikes. But, the Bais Yosef points out, in other words, this is the Rashi. But, if this is the Rashi, Rashi says it in connection with the first sugi. So in the first sugya, so we have to go what's the machmir. Who is the machmir? Ameima mishmei Rav Zvid. Ameima mishmei Rav Zvid. The Bais Yosef has another kasha. How can Rashi pass like the machmir? After all, he a marba ravashi maskli kule. So he is a masoi. So he should pass like marba ravashi. So he should pass like marba ravashi. So he says, that's what Bais Yosef says. That Rashi probably had another girse. He didn't have a girse. Mar Baravashi Masnalikule. But another Ameire, Mishmeid Rav Zvid Masnalikule. Not Mar Baravashi. Because Mar Bar Avashi, you should pass like Mar Bar Avashi. Bar Avashi. All right, that's something else. But then the Bes Yosef es sikashi. Now, why does the Torah say that Rashi osa afu b'nif sakrif shalachad mehem? Because of this Rashi, that Rashi says ubishiyotzim esagid nachash lechad v'ispari shulchesikiman b'shen teor lachachamach mehem. No, so he says it on the Gemara and the Machlekes between Amim HaMishmeid Rav Zvid and Mar Bar Avashi. So that means he passes like Amim HaMishmeid Rav Zvid. But Amim HaMishmeid Rav Zvid doesn't say that if one tendon was nifsak, even if one thin tendon was nifsak, it's straight. Amim HaMishmeid Rav Zvid says that if Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan is gone, so it's straight. So that means if the two thin ones are severed, or the one thick one is severed. But suppose the thick one is intact and one thin one is intact and one thin one is severed, then if we call the Amim HaMishmeid Rav Zvid, so it should be Ksheiro. It should be trained for only according to the first lotion of Rav in the second Sugye. In the second Sugye. But Rashi doesn't say anything on the second Sugye. He says it on here. So he says, oh, and the Tur says, V'rashi osav afilu b'nifzak reif shel echod mehem. Afilu b'nifzak reif shel echod mehem. So that means that even, he doesn't say afilu b'nifzak reif shel echod ov mehem, but afilu b'nifzak reif shel echod mehem. Echod adak. And then the thick one and the other dark one, so are intact. So it's also a cell. Where does Rashi say that? So then he mentions in the name of the Baal HaTruma, the Baal HaTruma says in the name of Rashi, that Rashi assers, even when one thin one is severed. And I suppose that the reason as to why the Shanim say it in the name of Rashi, because I suppose they had the tshuva of Rashi besides this Rashi. So Mimele, since they had the tshuva of Rashi, Rashi said it, so they explain this Rashi also. But if they didn't have any other source in Rashi, so we could apply this Rashi to the Machlekes that find Bob and Aleph, not to this Machlekes. Alright, anyway, this is what the Torah mentioned in the name of Rashi. So Rashi also from Deep Sakrim Shalachot Meh. So that means not like a Meimah, he passes like Chumre, like the first, like Rav, in the first lotion of Rav, in the second piece of Gemara. Vadeni over Rosal, Kosav. I mean, it looks like the Rambam's psak, but there is a difference. Because what does the Rambam say? Because of the Rambam, Nifzak Hagodel Kulei, Ushnaim Aktanim Kayomi, Ushinifziku Ashnaim, Vagodel Kayom is Ksheiro. So the Rambam, he passes like Mar Bar Avashi, but in explaining Mar Bar Avashi, the Rambam limits Mar Bar Avashi's kule to a case where the thick one is intact, even though the two thin ones were separate. But suppose the rov of the two thin ones was severed, and the thick one is not severed by Rube, but it was severed by Miktosei, then even according to the Rambam it would be fine. The way the Tur quotes the Rambam, because of the Rambam, Nifzak HaGodel Kulei Shnayim HaKtanim Kayomim, Oyshe Shenifzik HaShnayim VeHaGodel Kayom. What do you mean HaGodel Kayom? It's intact. It wasn't Nifzak at all. But suppose it's Nifzik v'ashnayim, and the Hagodil is also Nifzak b'mute. But Berube is Kayom. He doesn't say v'agodil Kayom Berube. But v'agodil Kayom, that means that the Godil, the thick tendon, is completely intact. But let's see what the Rosh says. V'adini ovi oroz al kosav. In other words, he's more meikil than the Rambam. V'adini oroz al kosav. Afilu lo inisha aviv shol kol echod v'echod mehem. Kshir, shina asuro, Elohim kei nifzak kol agodel v'rubei shel kol echot v'echot me'aktani oi she nifziku kol shnayim aktani v'rubei shel agodel avo im nifsak agode vinifsak vinisha reiv mikol echot beaktanim oi she nifsiku shnayim aktanim vinisha boy rube shlakot, even though it's not completely intact, so it's also rosh. There's a difference between the psak of the Rambam and the psak of the Rosh. Beheiv heim beetzem emtsoi kmoi bebeimo visimonam boy kisimonam bebeimo veheim tezai vichomo eif bebeimo שאפילו אם נפסק אחד מהן טריב איב איב only so that if נפסק אחד מהן טריב, in other words, if one tendon was completely severed, so then the chies of the oar is gone if it was completely severed. Cause of harajbo v'im nifzak sosi shekol echad mehen. But suppose there isn't even one tendon of the 16 tendons that was severed completely, but just tzas yesh matirin ad sheyifsek reiv kol echad ve'echad mehen k'moy b'beim v'yesh misheisrin afilu b'nifzak reiv echad mehen. So that those who are machmir, that not only, after all, we see that the din of off is much more chomer than the din of beimo. Why? Because the tendons in an off are much weaker. So in mele, you need all of them in order to maintain the chias of the beimo. And if one tendon is completely severed, then it's great. But this is the Gemara says. But the question is, suppose one tendon is nifsak berube, but it's not completely severed. So do we say, as long as the rov of one tendon is nifsak, it's already treiv? Or if the whole tendon is severed one, then it's treiv. But if only the rov, so achi yifsik reiv kol echad v'echad. So that 2 days. ואם נשבע רואה עצר, ואם כן צומס הגידים, ואם נקשב ונשרע פיופה, יש עשרים בלא יבדיקה, כיוון שאילוהו בו לפנינו, קדם שנשרע פי, הוא יוצא לבדיקה. In other words, here we're not discussing the shayla of a shever of an etzem, of a shever of the etzem in the shake. That has to do with the two lishenes of Rav Yudah Marah. And in regard to that, so according to this, to the second version of Rav Yudah Omar Rav, so he shever and etzem, even if there is no erubos or chifin, they say, and no erubos or kayom. So according to the second version of Rav Yudah Omar Rav, it's kshayom. And according to the first version, so if there is no erubos or kayom chifin, they say, so then it's straight. But here we're not discussing it. Here we discuss this, because if nishbar etzem came to misagidin, so apart from the significance of the sheva per se, that's totally in the machlokes of the two lishenes of Rav Yudah Marah. So it establishes a reyese in regard to the misagidin, because true, let's say according to the lashon of Rav Yudah Marah, so he sheva in the shen bone. There is not matter. But a reyese, it creates. A reyese, it creates in regard to the tzumis agiri. Since we see that the shen bone is broken, so we have to be chayshish, maybe the tzumis agiri are also fractured. Maybe the tendons, the tzumis agiri are also fractured. So, v'nish baro etzem kem tzumis agiri, v'niksha, ונשרפי יופי, יש עשרים בלוי בדיקה. So it goes without saying that if נשבר עצם, במקום צומס הגידים, in other words, צומס הגידים, even according to the second lotion of Rav, and even if there is a robust or heaviness, so then it cannot become trefer per se, but if it's not nitsha, so then it creates a reyese, maybe the tendons are also fractured. And we mainly we are required to make a thorough bdike, to look, to inspect all the gidin, the three gidin, to see whether they are intact or they are severed, fractured, so on. But that goes without saying. But the machlekes is, suppose we find that the etzem came to Mesag Gidim is fractured, and this etzem was healed, it was set in, it retracted, it was rebound, it became rebound. So, v'nisrape yofe, in other words, even if it was healed, shever shever yad of you the book, so still, yesh eisrin v'loy b'dike. Now here it's not a shaila in regard to the shever being matri the behemo, but the shaila is maybe the tumas agidim are not intact. So some tushim say that even though we see that it set in and it retracted, it rebound and so on, so we still have to make a bdike, inspect the convergence of the tendons to make sure that there was no severance in the convergence of the tendons. Why kim shuvul fanenu kedim shnisrape utzol bdike? So even lachas shnisrape, we have to be chayish. The Rav Reb Shmuel Mivre kosam shemaritzvo sheim lo nishtane maris aposa shla shever oz vade nisrape yofi. Avol nishtane oz vaday yeish lochus. Now the Shach points out that, in other words, we have 2 days. So the machmir, those who are aser beloy bdike, they are aser even if it's niksha v'nisrapi yofe, even if it was niksha so well that it was devek al devek yadov yuchubo, shever al shever yadov yudubok, shever yudubok. Masha'im came the one who is matir. So he is matir even if it was just niksha in a rough way, not shever al shever yadov yudubok. All right. ורבי שמשון כוסף שמגר הדור ברבי שלוי נשמושס בין שאף שלו אוכן החרס הוי מתירה אבל לא יבין לך וכוס עדין אובי אורוזה וכתיב שהדור מפוק בין הגדלת לאוכל האחנה בדוק והרמב״ן מכשיר now we went over this ראש והרמב״ן מכשיר בניפוץ ומסגידים ויחות אחר כך הורגע למעלה מהם מפני שהוא פסיק בנך תחורג לאו כרב אלפיס. In other words, so this Ramban we see 2 shittes. One is that he passes like the second lotion of Rav Yudah Marav, like Ule Mishmid Ravesh, that only above the knee joint can a fracture be matter the beine, but below the knee joint, no fracture in the shake can be matter the beine. That's number one, that he passes like the leaf. And then another chiddush, which is a big chiddush, which is controversial and most Rishayim Achirik, that if the Tzumas HaGidim was cut out above the hock, and then, let's say a week later, so a doctor cut off the whole leg beneath the knee, so then, even though it already became trefo, so it becomes kshero again. והרמב"ן מח שמתוך תשומת הגידים חותר רק ככה רגל למעלה מהם, מפני שהוא פייסק מנחתו רגלו יקרב האלפס. ובעיקר הפסק שהוא מח שמנחתו רגלו למעלה מהם הגידים, אין דעסה הדין עוד רזב. In other words, in regard to the question as to whether we pass like the first lotion of Rabbi Marab, or like the second lotion of, so the Ramban says that we pass like the second lotion, so the Rosh is not masking with him. In other words, he is masking with Rashi that we pass like the first lotion of Rabbi Marab, that in the Sheikh area, so a fracture, if it's not covered by a Oboso, so it's matter the behemoth. And Uba Meshikosaf and the other Chidesh of the Ramban, that even though the behemoth became trefo already, but once you cut off the lower half of the leg, it becomes kshelo again, he's also chelik. Umameh shekosav lachte beregel malum tzum sagidin lachshiro lefi dvorov, kosav adini ove rozal, vidas rechekos. Now we went over it. Now, in the hammer. Niklu tzum sagidin. Pirish mokim shagidin nikshorim yachat. Loshin Nibad Litzamosech. Nibad Litzamosech, so it means from the hair. And the hair, so there is a convergence of hair. So here we say, Tzumas Agidin, there is a convergence of tendons. Oishen Nipsiku Treifu, Afal Pishe Kolo Etzem Kai. צום זאגידי מיין ליביי מא בעצם ממצוי קלאפ חוץ שאזון אפ ניי פילול שאזון אפ ניי פילול I mean this is the shite of Moshe Rashi Rashi the Riv Teisves the Rosh but the Raimet is Chelik ויש מי שאין מיה שאין כלפי פנים לצד חלל עמים ויש להחמיר כשתי הספורות אבל הספורות ושאין לי איקה נדו איזה that the tzumis agidi is here on the back of the foot above the ankle joint has chlosom limayla ma'akum והוא עצם קוד שמחבד איזה לושן עברש עצם קוד שמחבר ראשית לעקוב בעל מכרס המורש ויעצם זהו ששסחתם ביתנקס שקרן קובו ולמיילו ממנו מסחברים מצמסים גדמלו ואילו אם מספשתם בשויק עד שמסחקתם וחזרים כנבוסו נפסיקו או ניפלו כנגד הערכים כשר למיילו מהערכים והעמוקים שהדבוכים תלם בית רית שיר אורקו ממוקי שמסחירו לי יסמסים שמספשתם בבוסו ובמגסו את זיין אצבויס ויש מי שאין דייר That's the view from the Rambam, to Zayin Tzboiz. And then, Rashi is, the Gemara says, Kibatite. Kibatite, Arba Batite. So Rashi says, Arba Batite, each Batite is Mele Etzba. So Arba Batite, Arba Batite, is four Etzboiz. According to the view from the Rambam, Batite, Mele Batite, is four Etzboiz. So Arba Batite is 16 Etzboiz. All right. ויש מי שאימר שהוא שיר דלת בוי לבימו ודאקו לא ינוס לו חכום עם שיר אלו במעריסו ולמישהו שכל זמן שהם לבונים קושם ואובים יש לו נתיצו מסגידים אבל כשמסחיר לשחק ושקטן ודאקים ונתיצו מסגידים ומוקר של לבונים כל כך או לבונים קצס ומזירים כי זכוכיס לא יהיו נתיצו מסגידים יש גידים אחרים שנבלויים בילו כזכוס בנקפוס ואיסו דיהו אבזור בה נתיצו מסגידים ודיה נתיצו מסגידים ואיסו מנים בכל נתיצו מסגידים צומס הגילים בבאימו גימו, אחד אוב ושניים דקים. נחת החאוב לבדי מותרס. שערי נשארו, שניסטרי, זה פסקס לגרמה. In other words, like the first סוגיה of the גימורה, and like מר ברבש. שערי שניים ושניים. נחת השניים הדקים מותרס, שערי בגודל משניים. והוא למיטל כל עצומו. The whole convergence was not little. אלו מיוטי. נחת החובש בלי אחד מהם, תראים. הגידו אוב הוא איזה שמפרידים כשתהיו לבינו והוא מונח על השניים והם דבוקים בבוסר ובעצם באיפים בעצם הם צוי כמו בבהימו ועם תזיין ואם נפסקו בשל אחד מהם תרים now the two mention now is if the one tendon was completely severed then everybody agrees that it's three suppose just the rope of one tendon was nifsak, not completely. So is it reifo by virtue of the fact that the rope because rubik ikule, or if not the whole tendon, one tendon was severed, so then only if the rope of each tendon was ולהבית מסגיד ומי שבוקר ישעיה ישעיה בן יחפץ בבית ממוקי שמסחיל לשם ולאי לא מנצו מסגידים למעלה מחוץ יצם המצוי ויונו הם בקיים בבדיקה סתו מסגידים שלו משמיקו של ליבדק וביטל וליטחה ולא כן בכל מוקים די כמקי במקי צו מסגידים אפילו הנה רק נפוח ונצרה אדם מאחר שיצור לבדיקה ואינו נבקיים באיפה טריפה סוסים סויין התקיין in the exact because you see the tzumis agidim they go up higher but the moment it becomes so soft that it is completely like boso so then they do not have a din of tzumis agidim but we are not keen some mele b'chol mokim dike makim tzumis agidim afrin rak nufuach v'nitzcha adam if you just see bruise in the area of tzumis agidim so we don't rely on our inspection and we are not מאחר שצוב תיקים בינו תיקים באיפות רגע. נשבר עצם במקים צומס הגידים וניקשר ונשרפה יופי.
יש מתיר אם לא נשתנה מארץ בוסה של השם. ויש איש לנה שאיב דקסו מסגיד, וכי ניקיה. ולגידון דינו נתקים וגזעי פטרי. נאו, דשח, נסיף ידבי, זה יש מתירים ולא ידיקים. דכיבי דיסרה פיופה מוכה בין כאן ועסק. ויהו איש לי כוספתם, דכיבי שמופו הוא בו איפופנינו. הוא יוצאו דיקה, ואם כן עכשיו למה אלא אתם לא דיקה. ולגידון קים דינו נתקים וגזעי פטרי. ולגידון אלי דליל סימן נהי נסיף ידבי, דינסרה פי שבע אל שבע. Yard of the book of the kosher. So it kasher with the why are the Israel? Why did they ask? Even though it was healed. But in Simon and Hey, the Mechaba Paskins as a pshites, that if it was healed completely, Shever El Shever, Yard of the book, right? So that is also controversial. But he Paskins like the Marik. And here the Yeshayitzri Maser, even if it's Yoveh, that means even if it were rebound in such a wonderful way, that it sheva el sheva yad of the book. So he said, gives a simple teretz. We don't believe it's in the same days. It's not sheva yad of the book, kosher. Because over there we are discussing it from the point of view of treife and the score of the sheva of the bone. Here we are discussing it from the point of view of the sheva of the bone being a reyese in creating a doubt. Maybe the tzumas agidin itself is not intact. The also mushalim can to sagidi va tre sto di tse etzem la avrailam vi gakim shim israpit sheo di mi se yos la avrailam shu bekhodo israpit va shon kin hoche ik le mei gas di tse sagat magidi ke khil ka peis ki machein now we turn to Simon Lamedei in the Torah. Reye she mikvo treiv utchilo afor isoros vaakein treivishalom treivishalom omarov heyune yisrael reye gimu limone ubeis mismei pirush lemin abeimo vulemin atavoch. When he inverts it, says when he suspends it, the tavoch hefta shrik kishtel beraglav upnei meo kilapi atavoch. ואם ישראל יישא אודום ביודעו ופני יורעה כנגד פונו, יהיה מסמל אודום. גימו, ולימיני בייס, ויש לו אי בצד ימין, הוא נאח הסתם. ונקרס עם נוסה דברוד. נוסה דברוד. So that's the נוסה דברוד. That's the נוסה דברוד. The rose light. ונימדת בסדר העיניס, אלו מרוחקס מהם, לצפנים, ועם חוסר אחד מהאמין ומהסמייל, או שהוא שניים ממין ושליש ומסמייל, because normally it has שליש ומימין, שליש ומימין, and two מסמייל. Now, here that's the ימין, so you have one, and then the psoas, and there. And here on the left side, you just have this and this, just two. So if it was the other way around, treif, vim chosra avrode, that's the Gemara. So, ha'u peine peine, dos le kamen ravashe, sov ravashe le mitre. אומר רבונה, מה ברב יהיה כל הנכי בבראי זה אוכי איסלו, ויקור לטפחי לנוסי לברוד. So we saw that there are four shittes. There is the shitte of Rashi, there is the shitte of Rabbi Nefraim, and there is the shitte of Zagrini, and then there is the shitte of the Yeshis, that now, in either case, so it's straight. Whether it is chasero, or it has an excess, an additional, rose like lobe, so it's like, so you have four sheets. So vim chosra avrodo, pirusha rashi liksheo, vim yesh lo shnayim treif, and Rav Nefraim here applied this gemore to a behemo, to a case of a behemo that had two rose like lobes. And this, what the gemore says, that kohan chiv de braise och yisrael, mashein kein one. So on the contrary, everyone has, every behemoth has. And if a certain behemoth would not have, so even Bisman Chazal, not only now, because of Ishin Lateva, but even Bisman Chazal, so it would be treif, according to Rav Nefraim. The Rav Nefraim may say, Kishi Chaseo, who machshir bebeis, veyageini, machshiri. Beinim ein lo klal, beinim yesh lo beis. Beni yesh lo beis. Why? Because im ein lo klal, so it's certainly kosher. Because the Gemara had a salkedai toch to be matrified if it had. So the Gemara says no, because kakol alechive de braise. Kol chayse. So b'meil if he doesn't have even today, so it's still sheol. And if it has two rows like lobes, we couldn't apply the aloha of kol yesak notel dome. Because notel is ksheo. So mele, yeser, is also ksheo. V'chenika, now the Torah doesn't mention the fourth shite. That there are more mentions. V'chenika. Now the fourth shite is that now, bizman hazeh, so in either case it's treifo. If it is deficient in a rose like lobe, so it's treifo. And if it has two rows like lobes, it's also treifo. But that fourth shite the Torah doesn't mention. V'chenika. Niteis vo eidei b'mimiyono, sho yidale b'minu gimu b'smeil, imateis v'seimit b'seid ashor, uneis sheiro, v'im laf treif, v'kos abala yitod, v'machshirin ona lo kishayimit, mamesh b'seid aroinis, avol imhi, b'ine u b'ine, shaloi kiseidea, ki derech avrade treife, b'in b'min, b'in b'smeil, avol arambam kosa, kol mokim shehu kila pipni, moreye, ein ateis v'seiseya, Elo imkein yeh begabo. Ladini ove oroz alkos ziskin mismoras balayito el balayito that if it is not in the seder of the ines, so it's treife even if it is in front. Even if it's in front. So, this mitzvah balayito shekos ha-shemitzes ha-vode bisatzmol treife. Now, this is told that Gemara, I think we discussed at that time. Now, the Gemara says here, first the Gemara says, how he sailed to the Asoil in Kamil in Merema, that means I'm not allowed. Have Yosef Rabacha above it. Omele Mai Omeloch, Omele Achshar Mele, Omele Hoder Aile Kamei, Omele Zilei Meloch, Lemand Yosef Above, Les Ilches Akavose de Rove Peisaris. So in other words, if a behemoth has an additional load in the loan, so it's still chill. Vahana Mele, the Kamil Doradune, in the line, in the row of the lobes. Avo beine, so treif. Now, so, if we had just this gemore, so then we would say, then every, all the Rishonim would say, the same thing, that Hanemile, now you have here, you have here the three lobes and the right long. This and this and this, the three lobes. So if you have an additional lobe in the row of lobes, in other words, let's say right here, where it is the una tachteino, so you'd have another lobe. So that would be bidoraduni. It would be in the row of the lobes. The row of the lobes. But if it is not in the row of the lobes, even so, I mean, if we didn't have the other piece of Gemara, so we'd say that if it's not in line with the rows, in line with the other lobes, even if it is located, migavoi, in front, not. Gabo means in back, where the torts, the tloys, the ribs, Mikavoye means in front. This is how the Rambam explained the Gemara in the old Rishenim. Rashi's pshat is different, but all the Rishenim say, Bahanim Lule Mikavoye means in front, towards the leiv, towards the chest. And Gabor means towards the back. So, here it's mashma, that the only case, situation, where it would be kshero, if the additional lobe is in line with the natural lobes. Now you have here one lobe, and you have here another lobe, and you have another lobe. So suppose you would have a fourth lobe here. So it's kshero. But suppose it would not be in line with these lobes. It would be here, even though it would be migavoye in front, it would be trait. That's how it's mashma. But then there is another piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ahu beinu beinu shle kamid ravashi, so ravashi le mitzvei. Omer ravune ma varavavye kolad echidu price ochisle. We call it tapri nuse divode. Vehanu mile migavoye. Avo agabo afilu kital fediose treife." So the Gemara makes a distinction here in connection with the rose-like lobe. Now, so many of the Rishonim say that this applies to any additional lobe, not after rose-like lobe. In other words, that when the Gemara says, Vahane Mile, the Kaime Bidora Dune, Avo Bene Bene Treife. So beine beine means if it is mitabor. In other words, if the additional lobe is located towards the tzloys. But if the additional lobe is located towards the chest, even though it's not mamish in line in the row of lobes, I mean, so that it's not located here, you know, joining. See like this, so this lobe adjoins the middle one, and the middle one adjoins this lobe. And then if you have a fourth one, so it would adjoin, so the fourth one would adjoin this one, you see. So, many of the Rishonim say that if it is, as long as it is located in front, towards the leiv, towards the chest, so that's considered bidora deuni. The glory. And what does bene bene mean? Treifo only if it's located towards the back. But the Avishayim were chilek. So this is the machlekes between the Balayito and the Rambam. Because of Balayito, the machshirino nalo kishayim it mamish b'seyreitis. Avol imi bene bene. Shalei kisei dea kider chavrode treife. Bein bimim bimismeil. If it's not mamish in the role of lobes. In other words, it will only be kshero if next to this lobe, you'll have another lobe adjoining it. But if it will not be adjoining here, whether it's to the right or to the left, let's say, even though it's in the front, towards the chest, so it's treifo according to the Balito. Avla Rambam kosav. If it's towards the chest, in other words, if it will be towards the ribs, the sloy. Elim ke yir begabo. Vadini ovi orozal hiskim nisvaras balayito shekosav sheinimtzeis havrode bitzatzmeil treiv. Hoyu ayisrin al gabo bichol mokim. Afilu kotten kital fediose treiv. Avo poches mitar fedose achashiti nofre horeye lavis. Because the Gemara says, we learn that. Avo kitar fedose treif. So, again, most Rishonim say that it's dafke when the Gemara says afilu kitar fedose. But if the additional lobe is less, if the size of the additional lobe is less than a myrtle leaf, so then it's not treif. But the Ramban shita is that even if it's less, lavdavke, even if it's less than the size of a myrtle leaf, it's also. Why does the Gemara mention kitav yoseh? Because that that he was, I mean, to be as small as a myrtle leaf is unusual. So Memela that Gemara mentioned. But in Echanami, if it happens even less than the size of a myrtle leaf also. Alright. And then, so he doesn't pass like the Rambam. But the size is determined after blowing, after inflating the lung. Because when a behemoth is alive, it constantly keeps on inflating the lung. So Memele, when we are bathing it, le'achashchite, and we want to know whether it has the size of a myrtle leaf or not, so the criterion is whether it has the size of a myrtle leaf after blowing it, after inflating it. Because of Bolehito, Shmaino Miho, Dishio Diune Kital Fedose, Vim Chosar Achas Meines, Veim Boelo Kital Fedose, Kseo, Hoysa Haseiro, Vim Chosar, Vim Chosar Achas Meunes, Veim Boelo Kital Fedose, Kseo. Now, so in other words, so the Bolehito deduces from this, just as we say. Now, a behemoth can become trei for on the score of an additional lobe, additional abnormal lobe. And it can become a trei for because of chaseo. So just as ligabe excess, we say, when is a trei on the score of an excess, only if the excess has the size of a myrtle leaf. So we say the same thing, in order to be trefor, on the score of the deficiency, because it's chasero in a certain law. So if, let's say, the law, now, let's say this law, which is a large law, would be much smaller. So if it will be as large as a myrtle leaf, so it's not chasero. Because we see that the size of a myrtle leaf, that's the shield of a lobe. So if it is smaller than the average behemoth, but it still has the size of a myrtle leaf, it's not chaseo. But if it's so small that it's less than the size of a myrtle leaf, then it's not considered as a myrtle leaf. I'm sorry, then it's not considered as a lobe. Because just as ligabe excess, any excess less than the size of a myrtle leaf is not considered as having an additional lobe. So ligabe chaseiro, if it has the size of a myrtle leaf, if the natural lobe that exists in every behemoth has the size of l'chalapoches of a myrtle leaf, so it's not considered chaseiro. But if it's less than a myrtle leaf, so it's considered chaseiro. Now the Torah mentions another machlokes shenim. We discussed it when we went over the Gemara. Who is a chaseiro meunas ayimin? Because of a Rambam shavro de mashlemesis. Suppose now some behemoths don't have the rose-like cloak, at least bisman chazal, and some behemoths have the rose-like cloak. So suppose one of the lungs has one lobe missing, but it has the rose-like lobe. So, according to the Rambam, the rose-like lobe is mashlim, that it should be considered a chaseiro in the number of lobes. V'rashi kosav shini mashlim, es v'tev lach, hoi so reo kolo shtei arugis, v'imo chituch edihune, treife. Chituch edihune, that's the incisions, the cuts in the lobes. Or this, the surface. The cut surface, the incisions, or this. So, if, let's say, now, the cut surfaces of the lobes, they are the earmarks of the lobes. And it's through the cut surfaces, the incisions of the lobes, that you can distinguish one lobe from the other. If you didn't have the cut surfaces, so then it could look like one big lobe. So it's through the incisions that you are able, that one is able to demarcate one lobe, the limits of one lobe from the other. So, Heute reihe kula shtei arugis, that's the madalongs, the umes, vein loch ituchei di une, and it does not have the incisors, the cut surfaces of the lobes, pio sherashe hechel unechteche bi une chito gomu, even though it does not have the incisors of the lobes, elokimin mare hefresh nikabei, if there is a cleft between, even though it looks like one big lump, all the lobes together, they look like you have, here you have incisions. So you can demarcate this lobe from this lobe, this lobe from this lobe, through the incisions. But suppose you don't have the incisions, so it looks like one lump, all the three lobes together. But as long as there is any little cleft that whereby we could demarcate the limits of one lobe from the other section, even though it doesn't have the full earmarks and incisions. Elokimin mare hefresnikabe, just a cleft. Kshel. Loshin adeni ovi ozal. Kosov aramba. Nimtzu shteyune iskuna achas. Veinu nire iskishtayim dukis. If two lobes look like one, and they don't look like two that adhere, that cleave unto each other, but they look like one. Im hoyo b'neyem, k'moy ole shel hadas, bein b'yikron, bein b'emtzoson, bein b'seifo, k'di shiyuka b'en, shein b'yis, dvukeis, mutoris, v'in lav, treifos. In other words, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, so if you have the two lobes, or all the three lobes together, as long as there is any slight cleft between one and the other, whereby you could demarcate the limits of one from the limits of other without any shield, as long as you have, let's say, suppose you don't have the cut surfaces, but it's completely combined, but at one point there is a cleft, so it's enough. According to the Rambam, there has to be an incision, a cleft, over the size of a myrtle loaf. But if this cleft is not here, is not over the size of a myrtle loaf, leaf, so it's not enough. In other words, if the two lobes adhere to each other from the beginning to the end, instead of being separated by the incisors and the cut surfaces, so there is an adhesion between the two lobes. My sin on sakine harife, sharp knife. Umfakin on, then we separate. Imafke zikibnaye. So if a wind will start blowing, so then it means chodi. So that means that you never had two separate lobes attached to each other, but you had one lump, one piece. So mele, when you started to separate, in effect you tore it. It's like taking a knife and trying to separate one half of the lobe from the other. So naturally you'll have a cavity, you'll have a neck formed. So here too, since as a result of the knife separating one lobe from the other, so a wind starts blowing, so it's a raya, it was one piece. We try it. We laugh, kosher. I mean, but this is not. Many rishonim don't agree with that, because the fact that mafke zikeh b'naye does not prove that it was one piece. It might have been two pieces, but they were so attached together that once you take the knife and you cut, so you cannot cut mamesh separate them at the juncture. But you separate them at a piece of tissue of the lobe itself. But there is such a shita. The Mishnah Talmudei Mashma Kipir Sherashi. In other words, that if the two lobes are so attached to each other that you don't even see any earmarks, any cleft, except one little cleft, so it's Ksheo. Mashma Sherashi V'Ikekire Kolcho Ksheo V'Cheinike. Now, I'm not going to start Sinu Lamedei, but tomorrow I would like to cover Simen Lamed Hei.
Now, let me see.
Now we covered, we shouldn't have any difficulty because we covered only the Gemaras. Not only on Reye, but especially on Reye. But we covered all the Gemaras on Reyes. Now, Sinu Lamed Hei, and Sinu Lamed Hei. Reye Shiliko Trey, Chamisho Reye, Pirishkin, Aznayim, Isle Reye, Tlotem Mimone Utrey Mismele. כשהבלעים מטויה ברגליהו, ובני מיהו כלפי הטבח, שעוז ימין הבימו וימין הטבח, אחות. לטבח אחות. ויש לו מצד ימין, if you hold it like this, so you mean a tabach, and you mean a bein moyechot. V'yesh lo'im isad yimin una achas tano, v'nikres ulisse divrode, the rose-like. That's towards the center. V'in meres b'sidah ho'unis, elam ulcheches mem l'satnim, because other lobes are either to the right or to the left, and this is the center. ואם חסר אחס ממינו עם הסמאל, so now normally it has three unes on the right and two unes on the smail. But if it's חסר אחס ממינו עם הסמאל, אוי שהיו שניים ממין ושלישו ממסמאל, it's reversed, so trade. Now דרמו, צורס או עיני של ימין אין הדיבס לשל סמאל, ומסחל יפצורו סון טרייב. In other words, suppose you have the same number of unes, but the unes of the yamin, so look different than the unes of the small. Now here you have the unes, the lowermost. So in other words, the uno aruch of lover, and then you have the uno amzois, and then you have the uno hamispatzalas. So everyone has its own peculiar shape. Suppose you have the same number of units, three on the right and two on the left, but on the left, where the tzure is like this, you'll have this kind of an tzure. So in other words, so it's also type. V'chei kishouna tzure shel yimin g'delo mehatachteinu treif. Now, you see, the tachteino is big, it's relatively big, and the unem tzois is relatively small. Suppose it would be the other way around. This would be here, and this would be here. So it's right. Vimo uno shel smeil o elieno gdeilo, mi uno elieno shel yimin, treiv. Now, so the uno on the right side is normally larger than the uno on the left side. Suppose it's reversed. Moni shel smeilo elieno, gdeilo moni elieno shel yimin treif. V'chein imo umo the madalong shel yimin gdeilo mishel smeil. Gdeilo mishel smeil. So kol ze. Mikre choli utrei. Ve'avrode im chaseiro o im yesh lo shtayim o yishenim tzeis bisat smeil ikshev. So we have that Gemara, the Gemara said that unisa divrode is kosher. So according to Rashi, the one who wanted to be matrive beheime with that because it had a rose-like low. So the Gemara said that all the behemoths that graze on pasture have it. So Rav Ashi at first wanted to be matrifet, according to Rashi, because it was deficient in the rose-like law. So Rav Huna Mar Bar Yehuda said no. So Mele Rashi says
But suppose it has two rows like lobes, so it is trade. Now it is trade. Now, how could it be trade? But we say, Yesak and Notre Dame. Yesak and Notre Dame. But here, if it would be deficient in the rows like lobes, it's Ksheiro. The answer is, Kol Yesak and Notre Dame doesn't mean Kol Yeser, Kinotl, this kind of a lobe. In other words, Kol Yeser, Kinotl lobes of long. And suppose it's deficient in the Unam Spatzales, the Uno, Mishuch HaKecheitz. So then it's trade. So Kol Yeser is Kinotl, let's say, the lobes of long, other lobes of long, not Dafke this one. So this is Rashi Shita. So according to Rashi Shita, if it's Chaseiro, so then it's Ksheiro, and if it has two, an extra one, so it's trade. According to Rabbi Ephraim, the whole Gemara, that Rav Ashi wanted to be matrivet and Rabune Bamarivye, so said that it's Ksheiro, had reference to two loaves, rose like loaves. So this is the reason as to why Rav Ashi wanted to be matrivet. And Rabune Bamarivye said, many behemoths have two rose like loaves. Have two rose like loaves. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Ephraim, if it will not have even one rose like lobe, it's rave. But if it has two, it's kshel. Just the reverse of Rashi. Then there is the Shitas of Beim, and this is how the Mechaba Paskins, that in either case it's kshel. If it's deficient in the rose like lobe, it doesn't have even one. It's kshel, because we see from this Gemara that Rav Ashi wanted to be matrifet. So that means that Man Chazal, the average behemoth did not even have a rose like lobe. Not even heavy rose like lobe. So even though today all the behemoths, but since Bisman Chazal, it did not have a rose like lobe. So we cannot say that when it's deficient in rose like lobe, it's considered a basic organic defect. I mean, after all, Bisman Chazal, so the average behemoth didn't even have it. So Mimele, it's Ksheiro without it even today. And Mimele, we say that if it has two an extra one, it has two, like it's also kshero. And we cannot say kol yeser kinotel dami. Now, why couldn't we say kol yeser kinotel dami? Why couldn't we say kol yeser kinotel dami according to the Gemara? Because according to Rabbi Ephraim, so there is no kashi, it doesn't require an explanation. Because that is the Gemara, I mean, when it has two rows like lobes. So Rav Ashi wanted to be matrivet in Hachaname, because on the basis of the Yesek Nodal Dome. So Rav Huna Mabarivye told him no. But according to the Gainim, so they agree with Rashi's Pshat, that Rav Ashi wanted to be matrivet Behime, that was completely deficient in rows like rows. So Mimele, so Rav Huna said no. But why do the Gainim say that if it has an extra one, it has two rows like lobes, it's also Ksheiro? So we can explain it in two ways. Either, whereas Rashi holds that Kol Yesa Kenotel Dami, so Kol Yesa Kenotel Dami does not mean Kol Yesa Kenotel this kind of lobe, but Kol Yesa Kenotel a lobe belong. Kenotel a lobe. So the Gainim say no. We have to apply the aloha of Kol Yesa Kenotel Dami. Kol Yeser Kinotel, this kind of Hune. And this kind of Hune is Ksheiro. Is Ksheiro. So is Ksheiro. That's one way of explaining it. And then there is another way of explaining it. In other words, if we say, now you saw that the Torah mentions that there is a machlikas between the Baloitur and the Rambam. Baloitur and the Rambam. If you have an additional lobe and it's in the front, it's becoming, not migabo, not in the back, not towards the ribs, but towards the chest, an additional lobe. So according to Balito, it's straight. According to the Rambam, it's Ksheiro. So maybe we can explain the shita of the Gaini that way too. That the reason is why an additional rose-like lobe is not matriv, because of a general principle, that any additional lobe
is not matriv unless it is located situated bigabo. But if it is situated bigamo in front, so then it's not reiv. So mele here too. So in other words, so the shnei sagim that an additional lobe is not matriv can be explained in these two ways, and you'll see among the poskim some explain it that way and some explain it that way. Then there is a fourth sheet, and the fourth sheet there. Now the mechaber passes like again. The avodim chseiro in yesh lo shdayim or yishenim to misatz meil is ksheiro. Then there is a fourth sheet there. The Ram mentions כוסף הרב על ברגלוני זל דיכים שעכשיו יש לכל הבימס אנו ניסה דברות אם השכחינו דילס לא טרים. So that's the shit of הרב על ברגלוני both לכם. In other words, the הרב על ברגלוני, he says he agrees with the pshat of Rashi that the Gemara in connection the Gemara with Ravashe and Ravune Mar Bar Ivye, so his reference to a behemoth that was deficient in the rose-like lobe altogether. In other words, it didn't have any. So there the Gemara said that it is, so Ravune Mar Bar Ivye said, on the contrary, that Ravashe wanted to be matriv behemoth that had this rose like lobe. So Ravune Mar Bar Ivye said, since all the behemoths that graze on the pasture have it, so mele it's not considered a chosa. But that was only true bismana gemore. But now there has been a shina ateva. It's nishtana ateva. This is Rav Galuni says. So now all the behemoths, not just the behemoths that graze on pasture, but all the behemoths so have the rose like lobe. So since all the behemoths have the rose like lobe, so if any behemoth is deficient, it's considered chaseyo. It's considered like chaseyo. Any other lobe, suppose it would be deficient in the unam ispatzales or in the unam shurkechets or uno or gdelo viobo, so it would be chose chaseyo and treif. So this is also, this is a remarkable cheating. But Arab Albagulune says, so this is the only example. That we find in Rishayi Yesheni, that a din of treife should be nishtane because of the shinatem. So Bisman Chazal, when Moses Behemes did not have the rose like lobe, only some behemoths, so then if a behemoth did not have it, so it certainly wasn't treif. But the chiddush of Rav Ravune was that if a behemoth did have it, it's not treif. But if a behemoth did not have it, it certainly was kshel. But now that all behemoths have it, so if a certain behemoth doesn't have it, it is treif. It's very strange. I don't know of any other shiddush or rishonim, in treifes, that applies this concept of nishtana ateva, and to say that something that was not treife bisman chazal should be treife now. But this is a Rav Obagalon right now. So, but the mechaber, so there are four shittes altogether. There is the shite of Rashi, the shite of the Nefrayim, the shite of Sageni, and the shite of a Rav Obagalon. And the mechaber passes like the shite of Sageni. Uvim dine seiru, noagu lahatri, beinim tziu beis vradeis, oim chaseiro, אוי ששין סומקים ויהוכה נועק כי יש רבוס הסייבון כן ואין לי שני סמינק ושין זה נועק So what does the Gros say? Uvim dinei seilu, os hei, shehu bichlal choser, kim shedark elias b'chol habeimis. But bismana gemore, it wasn't dark elias b'chol habeimis. So the average b'ayma didn't even have it. So it wasn't choser. But today it is choser. It is choser. This is how the Gros explained it. It is strange that though HaShulchan explains this Ramo on the basis of the fact that the Ramo had the suffix, whether the Aloha is like Rashi or the Aloha is like Rabin Ephraim. So according to Rashi, so this Gemara had reference to the case, the Gemara of Ravash and Rabin Mabar Givye had reference to a behemoth that had one rose like low. So Ravash wanted to be matrivet because it's a Yisero, and Rabin Mabar said, no, it's not Yisero, it's not aberrational. It's normal. Even though the average behemoth does nothing. According to Rabbi Ephraim, so this Gemara of Rav Ashi and Rabbi Mar Bar Givye had reference to a behemoth that had two rose-like lobes. But if it didn't have even one, so then even Bizman Chazal, according to Rabbi Ephraim, it was straight. So the Ramah that answers it is because he has a suffix, whether the Aloha is like Rashi or the Aloha is like Rabbi Ephraim. That's why he is matrifet in both. So it's only on the basis of suffix. It's only on the basis of suffix. And the strange thing about it is that the Primigodim has a suffix in this Ramah. Whether the Ramah is matrif both on the basis of Nishtana Teva or on the basis of suffix. But why should we say on the basis of Sofik? After all, we find the Shnei Rishonim, Harav al Bagalone. So why couldn't we say that this is the Ramo, not on the basis of Sofik, but B'tiras Vadai, both are treif.